Hello and welcome to another episode of Take Back Your Power with Caroline, your empowerment coach and speaker. Tonight's episode is going to be rather interesting because I will be discussing Women's Month. Now, for those of you who do not know, Women's Month is celebrated in August here in South Africa, and Women's Day is celebrated on the 9th of August. And I'm going to touch on what exactly is Women's Day for South Africans, and what is Women's Month? How does it feel to be a woman here in South Africa, and the challenges that we still face even after this great movement? So, Women's Day marks the anniversary of the Great Women's March of 1956. Where women marched to union buildings to protest against the carrying of passbooks. On the 9th of August 1956, about 20,000 women marched to union buildings in Pretoria to protest against legislation aimed at tightening the apartheid government's control over the movement of black women in urban areas. Now, that was just a little bit of history of what exactly Women's Month, or how exactly Women's Day came about. Let's talk about what does it mean being a woman here in South Africa. Being a woman is not easy. It comes with enough challenges of its own. From the time a girl child is born here in South Africa, the risk of being raped, abducted, molested, bullied, abused, and even murdered is generally higher than that of a male child. Despite the fight to get this holiday and start these women empowerment movements, it is still very challenging till this day. Be it in the workplace, place of worship, society, sport, or even in the comfort of your own home, women have to really earn their titles and demand respect. We have come a long way, but we're nowhere near where we would like to be. I, personally, coming from everything that I've went through, believe that we are so resilient. Gender equality isn't exactly a topic that everyone wants to hear about or is ready to listen to, and leadership roles by women has certainly increased, not just here in South Africa, but worldwide as well. Again, I would like to place emphasis on this. This comes with great challenge. Being a woman and having endured the hardships and abuse that I have went through, I must say, women are the most powerful beings you can ever come across. We are so resilient and we stop at absolutely nothing to achieve greatness. We are unapologetic in our quest to continue fighting for our freedom and our place in society. I would like to leave you with this tonight. Truly powerful women don't explain why they want respect. They simply don't engage with those who don't give it to them. Wow, this is powerful, powerful indeed. I have come to the end of this episode. And before I go, I would like to say Monday, the 9th of August, is Women's Day here in South Africa. And you can catch me live on the Smart Woman Show at 7 p.m. SAST, South African Standard Time, which is 10 a.m. PST, Pacific Standard Time. That is Tara Aldridge, the Smart Woman Show. And tonight I will be playing out with my all-time favorite, Whitney Houston, I'm Every Woman. Enjoy, peeps. Until next week.
Anything you want done, baby. Anything you want done, baby. Anything you want done, baby. Do it naturally. Naturally.